Openview Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Residents and businesses in Verulam say they've been left shaken by yesterday's cash heist in Verulam. Two guards were attacked by heavily armed suspects who hid their faces with balaclavas on Todd Street. An eyewitness, who's also a business owner in the CBD, says the two assailants entered a store and pretended to be customers.
The guys that had a security were collecting the money there. They went inside. This suspect that two inside, like customer, they're touching the stock and then all. Then they came out there in the counter. They catch them. They take what they're taking out the money. They take it away.
He says the robbers drew their guns and assaulted the security officers before escaping with the cash.
Actually, me, I'm there that time. We're taking out the gun, they're pointing them. Me already, I go outside. I protect myself. I run away. And then I showed in the camera, they're doing the pulling the gun and they're just hitting in the boy there. The one is a security one. And then another one is fighting with another one. He pull another one the money. Who is carrying the money? He pull it out and they pull out and then they run outside. Another one, the last, he came out. One is wearing the security, what called municipal clothes. He came out the second.
And KZN police say they are on the lookout for at least five suspects. KZN MEC for Health Nomagu Gusumalani Mgadi says it's premature to close schools that have recorded cases of hand, foot and mouth disease. At least 195 new cases were reported overnight in the province. 27 are from eThekwini, adding to the 120 cases recorded yesterday. All confirmed cases come from primary schools and daycare centres. Smilani Mgadi visited the Lehman Primary School in Phoenix, which is the most affected school, with 89 cases.
You just need to pick up symptoms from learners and then those learners can be isolated at home. That is why when we had the management of the school and the circuit, one of the things we agreed on is that the principals, when they come to school, the first thing that they must do is conduct an assessment on a daily basis. And once they've done that, then they call us directly to say, after our analysis, we have found 5 learners, we have found 10 learners, we've isolated them, and we have called the parents. Can you as a Department of Health also come? We are then able to take the kids and be able to provide the treatment that is necessary.
And the ANC's National Working Committee is expected to announce the party's decision on how its leadership structures in KZN and Gauteng will be reconfigured. Newswatch understands that KZN chairperson Sponiso Duma will be reassigned as deputy convener in the province, working alongside veteran Jeff Khadebe. In Gauteng, Panyaza Lesufi will be the deputy convener and he will work alongside Amos Masondo. The top story, residents and businesses in Verulam say they've been left shaken by yesterday's cash heist in the CBD. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.